Hello and welcome to the Caffeine and Sensu Beans podcast, where three friends talk about the most relevant anime topics of today. We cover everything from anime news to the latest anime shows, and from time to time we'll sprinkle in some more vintage anime for old time's sake. We love exploring the anime genre, we love giving our takes on different anime shows or different anime news. However, the most important piece in all of this are the listeners. So, please, please, please reach out to us on our Instagram at CSBpod or on our TikTok at CSBpodcast and interact with us. Let us know what your favorite anime is or what anime you're watching or what manga you're reading or anything that you'd like us to talk about. Please, please, please reach out to us. We'd love to hear from you. And with that, we'll head right on into the episode. Much more free flowing, because you know we haven't seen the new Solo Leveling episode, which, by the way, I heard it's going to be pretty insane. So,
oh yeah, the last two episodes.
I saw a clip. Not, I didn't see clips. I saw screenshots, and the screenshots look crazy.
Okay.
So,
is that because you saw screenshots of like the anime? Like it got,
yeah,
does anime, I think, get released, they got leaked sooner in Japan, probably, I imagine.
Well, sometimes it could be, but sometimes, you know, someone in the studio will leak some shit for you know, they'll leak images for a nice, you know, in exchange for some money. So it looks pretty cool. Looks crazy. We're on the verge of finishing it, dude. We finished a few animes already, like a few seasons. Hell's Paradise, yeah. You know, this one, Solo Leveling, we're on the verge of finishing. Jujutsu Kaisen. We'll start Demon Bleach. Slayer pretty soon. Bleach. We're going to finish Berserk. We finished Berserk 97. We're going to talk about Berserk today. I don't know if you've seen anything that's newsworthy. I did want to talk about the fact that there's going to be a Dragon Ball theme park opening up in Saudi Arabia. Did you see that?
Oh, really? No, dude, no, I haven't.
I mean, of course, it's a trailer. A lot of CGI, right? So, is it going to look like that? I don't know. But it looks insane. Like, from what I see, it's like a Disney theme park, but Dragon Ball aesthetics, right? Everything Dragon Ball related. Crazy. They have, like, Kami's house. They've got, like, Snake Way. Mm. It's pretty crazy. So, two things. It looks like it's going to be a lot of, like, it's going to be really cool, but it's going to be in Saudi Arabia. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be pricey, isn't it?
So, I think it's because it's such a big project, and based on what, it's very ambitious, based on what I saw in the trailer, which is going to require a lot of money, I think. I'm not sure.
They're the Oil Kings, so.
Yeah,
got it.
And dude, that speaks to like a way bigger thing with that, you know, peninsula, that particular peninsula, where they're trying to, they're really trying to branch out and invest their money elsewhere, because I think they foresee oil's value declining. Maybe not in the short term, but in the medium to long term. Maybe in the long term for sure, right? Or else why would they be doing this? But
I don't know if you've seen how many fights they've been putting together, boxing fights, a ton of boxing fights.
Yeah, haven't they been buying up sports in general? Like, didn't they buy all of golf or PGA or some shit?
Yeah, exactly. A bunch of golfers, a bunch of top-notch, well, they paid a lot of top-notch money to a lot of soccer players, some that obviously have very big names. The way it worked, it was, you know, normally, like, just to talk about soccer for a second and tie it to Saudi Arabia, which will eventually tie to Dragon Ball. In soccer, normally the team has to come up with the money to then make an offer to another team for the right to talk to the player. So basically, I'm a team, you're a team, you have a player that I really like. You know, maybe he's a very coveted player, so I put in a nice offer. You accept it, and you say, okay, you know what? I'll accept that offer. You can talk to him, and if you come to an agreement with him on the contract, we've got a deal, right? Mm-hmm. So that's normally how it works. It's team to team. Mm-hmm. But with Saudi Arabia, the government was making the purchases of these players. The government was the one handing out these contracts, and then allowing these players to pick the team they wanted to play for. The Saudi Arabia government didn't want them to all play for one team, so that was the only stipulation. Like, you have to play for a competitor. You can't play for the same team that Ronaldo's on. You got to go to a different, right? So anyways, they've got that much money. They're really, really trying to invest their money in other assets, commodities, just in other things aside from oil.
Yeah.
And so I'm guessing whoever it was they had to talk to, right? Because maybe it was Towie, Shueisha, whoever it was, they offered them a lot of money. And they told them, listen, not only do we have the financial muscle, but we also have the engineering to get it done. And we have the land also. And we don't have very strict regulations. So. It was probably a deal that's too good to be true, or like just too good to pass up, and that's why they took it. Because, dude, think about it, where would they build it in Tokyo? There's a lot of regulations in Tokyo. Tokyo is a space that's it's very efficient, right, when it comes to land usage. So it's not like you just pick a plot of land and like build out there. No, it's got to be built a certain way. And they don't have as much desolate land or empty land as Saudi Arabia. So, yeah, they went with Saudi Arabia. But to me, it's still, I don't know. It's cool that they're going to build it. And listen, Saudi Arabia has the right to have a theme park.
Yeah.
You know, and their citizens to enjoy, and anyone that goes there to enjoy. But don't you think, like, it would be in Japan?
Right, yeah. It's interesting to think all the weebs are going to flock to Saudi Arabia now. Saudi Arabia. You know?
And it's hot as balls there.
Yeah.
Hey, Paul.
Yo.
Yo. Sorry, BJ. Didn't mean to.
No worries. Yeah, I'm actually just reading something also Dragon Ball related, but the title is Dragon Ball Super Manga Goes on Indefinite Hiatus, which
That's makes another
sense giving, current events.
Yeah, I mean, I really think it's shocked their nervous system that this happened. I do think it was very unexpected. I'm speculating now, right? But it caught them off guard, and I think it makes sense to take a step back,
right?
Go time out. We're still rattled. We're trying to make material, but like, we can't just forget the fact that Toriyama died 2 weeks ago, right?
Right.
So it makes sense that they're going on hiatus, and I think it's a good thing. I think get your bearings back. Process this whole thing and, you know, take time to grieve and mourn. And then if you feel like you're up to it, continue the manga, but yeah, that's crazy, man. Paul, we were talking about the theme park that they're gonna make in Saudi Arabia, the Dragon Ball theme park. Did you see that?
Yeah, it's been all over social media.
Right. Did you
makes
sense. Do you feel conflicted on that?
No.
Geographically?
They have money.
Mm-hmm.
They have money in space. They have a Ferrari theme park.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Well, why isn't that in Italy?
Space and the money to do whatever they want, I guess, pretty much.
I mean, literally, I mean, I think they're probably the one country who's probably paying the most to use that that NASA shuttle trip. Let's just drop a million, look at space for a little bit, and come right back home.
Yeah, a million is like,
it sucks. I mean, I wish they can do it over here. Yeah, exactly. To them, it's nothing, you know. So it'd be nice.
They don't even realize. Yeah, that, I wish they would have done it in Japan. Like, but that's the hopeless romantic in me. You know,
I mean,
I'm not.
Maybe get. I mean, I agree, but
yeah.
Remember, Goku is an international figure.
I'm not shaming them. Yeah, and in no way am I saying like the people of Saudi Arabia or like that peninsula cannot enjoy it or have, you know.
No, but I'm just saying like also in the sense like when I think about it too, like when I saw that place, the setting also reminded me of back when Goku was training in the desert and he fought against his grandpa and all this other shit right there. So it was like there's always little touches. Maybe they can be like geographical features for each location where Goku was.
That would be really cool. I mean, if have you seen the trailer?
I have not, but I've seen the pictures of it, and I would love to go there one day.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, and did we have a trip to Saudi Arabia on the docket now?
man, I think
I mean, we might have to.
All right, go to Dubai.
It's easier for guys, anyways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Maybe for tourists it may be a little bit different. I don't know.
Like from what I've seen, I mean, they give women everything else, like their traditional. What's it called?
The hijab.
Hijab. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have to wear that kind of stuff. It's still a very strong Islam country.
Yeah, for sure.
So just in that aspect, sure. For guys, it's all cool. For women, yeah, I can see it a little bit more tricky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Definitely a guy's trip. I would say just an easy guy's trip.
But we go out to the desert, you know, hit Dubai, maybe ride a few camels, like why not, you know? Eat a camel.
They won't have a camel steak.
They eat that?
Dude, Google it.
Wow, look at my ignorance.
You can ride anything that walks, man, we eat.
Yeah, except for humans.
Have you seen the documentary about the airplane crash in the mountains in the 70s?
I haven't, but I've seen a documentary about...
Recommend it. It's really good and tragic.
But that's out of desperation, though.
Yeah, the Andes Mountains, right? No, of course, and they were dead. But still, the psychological aspect of living with that. Like, you ate your homie.
I mean, there's that's still crazy. Probably indigenous people out there, right? That do that.
There is a couple cannibal tribes out there. There's some in India, well known in India.
Yeah.
There are, exactly. That's what I was going to say. I saw a documentary on India. And, Paul just hit the gym.
Coming back.
Paul just hit the gym. yeah, I saw a documentary on India, and there is an indigenous group of India that does practice that, but you know.
You follow that dude that goes to like the dark travel guy, I forgot what it's called. He travels like places that are extremely dangerous.
Well, what's the YouTube channel?
Let me look the exact name, but that's what he does.
Is it in English or Spanish?
English. It's an American dude, and he just goes to these like locations that are highly traveled to advise against.
I have not.
Like Chernobyl or some shit.
Like the favelas, he goes into the favelas and makes friends with the gang members, or he goes and visits like these cannibals. Shit, I mean, he's alive, so I mean,
yeah.
Unfortunately, now at this point, like when the favelas was newer, so this one's like, hey, we seen your YouTube. They're like, oh, okay, cool. So is it cool we do videos? Like, yeah, just don't show anyone's face, huh?
Oh shit.
Yeah, just don't show anyone's face or you'll die. He's like, oh, okay.
Jesus Christ!
Like, you see these bullet holes? These were just from a few hours ago. They're like, this guy's like, damn. the fuck are we doing here? This is where we hang out.
Yeah. Dude, I went, when I was in Rio, I went into the favelas. I mean, you know, if you're with someone and you know where you're going and all that, right? I'm not going to act like I was fucking one with the people.
One is called The Dark Tourist. There you go. It was a TV series.
Dark Tourist. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was canceled because it was too dangerous.
Wow. Really?
That and the pandemic.
That's crazy, dude.
Nah, he put himself in a whole bunch of dangerous situations.
It was his fault then.
He kind of. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with going to explore, but.
Me neither. But obviously you got to respect the risks. People
and the gangs.
Yeah, exactly.
You just got to respect them.
Yeah, I remember though going into the favelas and the guy that we were with.
You fucking savage.
I did. Like I mean, it does look impoverished, and it does. Yeah, I mean, it looks like you don't want to make a wrong turn at night.
To it, though, right?
Mexico and El Salvador don't compare to it.
Yes.
So I don't know about Mexico, dude, because I haven't been to like. The only part of Mexico I've been to is the tourist part. I don't think I'm like, you know.
True. I see what you're saying. You can't give a fair opinion on it.
Yeah, I can't. Like, when I was like, oh, well, why does everyone talk like that about Mexico? Look at this place. Type of shit. And I was like, yeah, dude, you're in the nice area. El Salvador, though, different story. El Salvador, there are some spots that, like I can't go visit. Now it's different, but I can't go visit. I couldn't before go visit my mom's side of the family because they were in an area that is notorious. I won't mention it here just because maybe offline I could tell you, but you guys could, if I tell you the name, you guys could see it, search it up, and you can see what it is. They tell you, like, you can go if you go in here, the only way you come out is in a bag. That was like their thing. Yeah, so how do we get here, Paul? How the fuck did we get here?
Because Goku travels all over the place. He doesn't give a fuck. Just like this guy, he went into the Red Ribbon Army and he was like, "What's up, everybody?" and murdered.
Yeah.
No one really acknowledged that too, though. Like Goku was a little fucking psychopath when he was like he was doing his job. Like,
yeah, but he's also.
But the Saints said, like, the Saints like, "Hey, go eliminate the rebellious forces of Earth," and this movie just did that inadvertently. It's like, let me eliminate this army. Let me eliminate this terrorist group. Let me go show this nation that I'm stronger than the entire military force of this entire nation.
Also,
let me eliminate another emperor in his kingdom. Let me murder my grandpa.
Oh, ouch. He's also not a human, though. He's an alien of a warrior race.
Yep.
So he's got that working in his favor.
As well.
The closest thing we had to that was Spartans. I didn't know.
Yeah.
Side note, we'll get to anime. There's another thing I wanted to talk about, but I didn't know. Spartans, obviously, they're known for being the actual, like, most barbaric, but just, like,
not barbaric at all. Very, very modern civilized. No, very modern civilized country, dog.
But I didn't mean that as a pejorative. I mean, I just meant, like, you know.
I know.
Ruthless.
I would consider it more like a rigorous and very strict culture, where it would be a little bit more.
It was inhuman. Savage, though, in the sense that they bred warriors, and there was.
Is it savage or just like? I mean, it's fucked up morally, in our morals. But like, if you're thinking about creating the perfect human, that makes perfect sense.
It's like the perfect warrior, really, to like
the perfect human. Like you don't want eliminating genetic defects, those bloodlines, to create the perfect human, essentially. So it's fucked up, but it's like the perfect modern. It's like Darwinism, controlled Darwinism.
In a way, they went out of their way to eliminate those that were not fit to be a Spartan warrior.
I think that was taken a little bit out of context. I don't think I think that was it. Like, I don't think they actually murdered the babies. They just didn't select those to be warriors.
Well,
you're talking about Halo or
Spartans. But I mean, there was a common misconception maybe it was a misunderstanding where it was a theory where Spartans would kill their defective babies as they were not seen as fit Spartans citizens.
Yeah. That was out there, but I didn't know this. So Spartans actually had to make love to their comrades. And it was because when they went into battle, they needed to love the person they were. Because it's not the same, like...
Nah, I think some dude who's in power was just gay and he just wanted to take advantage of other dudes and he made it a rule. And then everyone just started fucking with it.
Yeah, and so they were just like fucking, like, as dudes. Well, and they had wives back home.
Do you know the origins of Olympic wrestling?
No.
Let me give you some fun facts. They would be butt naked, covered in olive oil. Why did they have to be butt naked and covered in olive oil? I don't know, but that's how they wrestled, bro. That's how they wrestled. Butt naked, covered in olive oil. Where is the logic in this, Irvin? Some guy took guy in power, took advantage. He was like, I want all this man butt. I want all this sweet man muscular butt. And I'm gonna get it. And he did. And he did until someone was like, hey, a few thousand years later. That's kind of gay. And there's nothing wrong with that. But
yeah. Well, now everyone's like, these are the baddest motherfuckers in the world. The man,
so the rules changed. Yeah. Rules changed.
Now they wear singing. What is it?
Man, I'll tell you later about the Roman Christmas. That shit was fucked up.
Yeah. Let's talk later about the Roman Christmas.
Yeah, Google that shit, bro. That shit will blow your mind.
Another thing, though. How do y'all feel about this? One Piece manga going on hiatus, going on a break.
Oh, they need it. That shit, I was keeping up with that shit right now. That shit's lit.
The anime?
Lit as fuck. The manga.
They need it. They deserve it, huh?
Wait, I'm sorry. In my head, I heard you say manga. Do you say manga or anime?
Manga. I was asking about that.
Okay. Yeah, the manga's sick. That makes sense. No, right now it's like up here, so they need to take a break. They're at that point.
Yeah. So okay,
it might be coming to an end. It might actually be ending.
You think so?
Mm-hmm. I think they're gonna decide if it's gonna end or not. I think that's probably what the hiatus is about.
You think
it's just what's going on right now? It's gonna be really fucking hard to top, and I don't know.
I kind of want to see the story end too, on a good high note, and not do a Naruto. Naruto's hard.
So theory, do you think Akira's passing has anything to do, like maybe? Is an epiphany or moment of realization for Oda, kind of like
maybe. I mean, if he's realizing it and if he hasn't said anything and he too is falling, like feeling weird, maybe he should take a break.
Yeah,
he probably just. Or, I mean, Toriyama probably died of exhaustion, bro.
Insane. I didn't know mangakas. Now that you say that,
it's the most common death. They work to death.
Well, but mangakas specifically. Die like 20 years younger than the average Japanese or something like that.
It's a fundamental world. That's crazy. They don't sleep. Yeah.
It's crazy, man.
It's that work culture, right?
It is. And it's for them, like for them specifically, because they've got those crazy deadlines that they got to meet. Maybe, you know, Oda, take your break, man. And when you're ready, Spot will be there for you.
Damn straight, we're ready. We'll be waiting.
Yeah, we'll be waiting. Let's see. Other than that, that's kind of the major news. I don't know if you guys are into shoes or not, but I don't. But Hunter x Hunter taking out that
release.
Yeah. We'll see, right?
Some Adidas. All right.
They look all right. Reebok.
Reebok has some solid shoes.
They look all right.
Yeah, some of them look nice.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be comfortable. I actually like Gons. Could you see that, Paul? Oh, you can't really see it. Whatever.
Yeah, I can Google it.
I think I sent it to the chat.
Did you?
I can't remember. Probably a while ago.
Maybe.
Oh, shit. Hell nah, dude. This shit you sent about Krillin.
Wild.
Interesting.
Interesting indeed. You boys want to talk about Berserk?
I'm spending $130 on sandals, though.
Nah, I know.
Yeah.
Damn, they're Berserk. Sold out already anyways.
You said what?
They're already sold out.
They're not. What?
Well, I just look. I'm looking at it right now at Reebok. The shoes are sold out already.
Wow.
Oh, the Hisoka ones are pretty cool. They're interesting.
I like Gons, dude. I like Gons. I feel like they look comfortable.
Which ones are
Hisoka's? Gone? Oh yeah, he's the clown one.
I'm assuming
that. Have you watched Hunter x Hunter, BJ?
A little bit. I mean, I recognize Hisoka, but that's kind of when I stopped watching. So like, I'm in like what, the first or second arc or something like that.
Probably. Get to the York New City arc. That's the best one.
Yeah, it was like a one tournament game. Arc, I think, or something.
Yeah,
like
the
that.
One after that is top notch. Yes, other people would argue it's the which one is it?
Chimera arc.
Yeah, there we go. The Chimera arc, which is also a very good arc.
It's probably only good just because of everything else prior to, though. That's why the build-up.
You saw that Allegory is also dropping a Hunter x Hunter release, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. That looks like a fire lineup, too. Fucking fire.
Well, I think the Hunter x Hunter anime is going to come back, right?
Yeah, they're in talks of coming out of hiatus.
That's sick. You know what else?
Gon went so hard that they had to retire him or some shit.
No, they did a miracle thing and need the survival.
Oh, okay.
But it's one of those things where it just, I can't talk about it or else it ruins it, but it makes perfect sense.
Oh. It wasn't plot armor?
This character's been around. They've tried to manipulate this character, but this other character knows. Like, it's kind of cheesy, like, kind of friendship, brotherhood, but it's been well known
okay, what this person can friendship. Do.
No, it's more like figuring out, just understanding your friend or brother thing.
I see.
Also, Tokyo Ghoul coming back. They're gonna redo Tokyo Ghoul. That's a big positive for us Tokyo Ghoul fans. Berserk 2016 comes to a close. We've watched all of it. Paul had already seen all of it some time ago. BJ, you were the last one, out of us three to finish it. Give us your impressions. Whatever comes to mind.
Wasn't all that, unfortunately. I mean, I don't know. It just, the pacing and just how it ended. Wasn't on the high note. I mean, I guess it's hard to follow up the 97 anime, you know? Like, that one ended on a real shocker, but...
Yeah, I mean, there was a lot of... Yeah, it was shocking. That's a good word to describe 97.
Right. I didn't see it taking that turn in the ending at all, but, like...
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the way this one ended... It was kind of a lot more mellow for me. I mean, granted, yeah, he fought and he got the Berserker armor, but I guess that was like the high note of it. You know, we finally got to see him in the black armor. And I'm curious more about that, but I mean, I guess I'd have to read the manga to figure it out.
It's taking a toll on him, though. I like that concept that they played on it, that it's, he's kind of succumbing to the armor.
Yeah,
it's taking over him.
Yeah, like he's becoming like more bestial or whatever. Yeah. Like he's like, that's kind of what it looked like. It's like transforming his body too a little bit.
Yeah, but played with those concepts throughout the season, I felt, or throughout the series.
Mm-hmm.
You really started to see it when he graped Casca, right? Mm-hmm. When he forced himself onto Casca. Now, in his mind, I think he was doing it to, like, maybe it was for him. Yeah, he was thinking, like, I need to salvage this relationship between us. I want it to be how it was in the past.
Yeah, I think he was trying to go back to that time.
I'm hoping that this can, like, but anyways, it didn't obviously it totally backfired, and that's not at all how it came off.
Mm-hmm.
But that was kind of where you could start to see his, I don't even know, where he was starting to devolve a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Right, like lose a little bit of control. So
it's interesting. I thought it was interesting how, like, during that, like, kind of like final big fight or whatever, you know, when they're in that where the witches place was, and he's fighting like Zod. Well, he didn't fight Zod, but the other knight in black armor also was fighting Zod. Uh-huh. You know, Zod was like, oh, you subjected him, to your fate. You know, I'm surprised you would do something like that. And I'm like, oh, okay. So maybe the Black Knight was human at one point, but now he's like something else. So, yeah, it's interesting. I feel like the story, the direction it's going in with, like, the fairies, the magic, you know, talking about, what was it called? Like, Odd or something like that, which was like kind of like key or whatever, or energy. So it was
taking
interesting,
a much more mystical turn,
right? Yeah, completely. It felt like a 180 from 97 in terms of like the pacing and where the story was going,
right? Yeah, that's a good point. I never thought about that. I mean, I guess there are still those, like, kind of somewhat mystical concepts with the, like, that, what is it called? The little fucking pendant that he has.
Was it called Baylet? Or
Baylet? Okay, the Baylet.
I forget.
Yeah. They've got the Baylet. No, so yeah, there was always kind of like something that was fantastical that was still part of Berserk, but now, yeah, they've introduced witches, and they're introducing these like spiritual realms that can be tapped into by certain people.
I was really hoping to see like more fights of like Guts versus the apostles or whatever. But I feel like we didn't see a whole bunch of that. Like, we saw, you know, he fought like that, the girl, woman, whatever, that, like, made her. Yeah, and it's like,
she's,
I don't,
lost,
know.
To be honest, think about it that way. She's the
same.
Yeah,
Lust, yeah. And it's like,
who's Lust?
Lust, L-U-S-T. It was like when he was,
when he was fighting the trolls inside the little fucking, she was like, oh, you're like inside my womb, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
It was very short.
Yeah, it was a short fight, but it's like, I was hoping to see more of that from Guts, but we didn't get to see it in the anime.
I think the main part of this particular stretch was to show how Guts, how he's starting to lose himself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, physically, you could see it too. He looks a little older. He's got the gray
that was
hair.
After he used the armor too, so he like aged a little bit, I think, just
he
using
did.
The armor.
Yeah, it took a part of him for sure, and it's yeah, man. But you know what's crazy? If you watch the manga panel for that, like how he looks in the armor, it's so detailed. When I saw that, I thought, there's no way they could recreate this in animated form. I mean, you know, it's so detailed. It was crazy. So, yeah, man. Berserk comes to an end. Overall, but, I mean, we've talked about it, right? You're disappointed how the anime portrayed the manga.
This one specifically.
Yeah, for sure.
Everyone in the community was.
Yeah.
I was actually reading the comments on the final episode, and it was like 50-50 where people were like, you know what, it's not as bad as, you know, people were saying it was.
So the
show felt like, yeah, it was split, like, where people were content with it.
that's just the final episode though. Like, it's like I said prior to, everyone likes the armor, but the season, the show itself, no one wants to watch that show. Everyone wants to watch the Berserk armor, but no one wants to watch 2016. Just that one episode.
Mm-hmm. I think the fact that it ended, it kind of like, you know, no matter what, when something comes to an end, most often, more times than not, you're going to feel some type of void, right? It's still kind of like there is an attachment there and you're kind of losing it now. So, you know.
And you said the next anime release for Berserk was regarding the armor again? Is that what you're saying?
I wish.
Or?
It's going to be 97, I think. Yep. But it's going to be like a different angle on 97.
I don't understand those tactics, but
they're just remaking it, I guess. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, it's weird, dude.
Yeah, it's really weird. It doesn't really make any sense. But
hasn't the understudy been putting work out, or no?
Yeah, they're continuing the manga as we speak.
Have you kept up with it, Paul?
No. Ever since
you can't bring yourself to do it.
No, not necessarily. Just I haven't heard.
You're not interested.
Not yet.
Because it's not Miura.
It's probably going to be different angles. Probably going to be good too. But it's just, I don't know. I haven't heard anything much about it.
Let's see.
Just got to give myself some time to read it.
But you're not a manga reader either, right?
Sometimes. Depends. Not like a devout reader. But for some manga, yeah.
Hmm. Which manga have you been reading?
As of late, none. I can tell you what I've read before, though. Chainsaw Man, Hunter x Hunter, Berserk.
Oh shit, Chainsaw Man. Okay, I see you.
That was pretty good. Even DBZ. DBZ Shonen is pretty good.
Oh wow. Yeah. That's old school.
The Shonen Jump app's pretty good. For $1 a month, you can read pretty much anything you want.
Oh, Shonen anime?
Mm-hmm.
Huh, interesting. Interesting.
Yeah, it's just called Shonen Jump. So you can watch pretty much anything you want. Or read anything you want.
I see.
They have Kaiju number 8, Boruto, Chainsaw Man, Undead Unluck. That one was pretty good.
Kaiju number 8 is pretty good. I've been liking it.
Which one?
Kaiju number 8.
Kaiju number 8?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to see that one. Kaiju number 8. That's coming out, right? They're releasing an anime of that?
Yeah, it's coming out in April, actually.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I think it's like the first week of April it's coming out.
Kaiju, yeah.
Or something like that.
Dude, yeah, they're going to... April, May, going to have some crazy packed anime.
Right?
Crazy shit. Yeah, that shit's gonna be fire. I'm really looking forward to Hunter. Fucking Demon Slayer, dude. I really hope they do Demon Slayer justice. Because it ended on such a high that I feel like they have to.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, Berserk comes to an end, 2016. I feel bad.
You feel bad? But,
yeah, because it's just like, it's one of those animation, one of those series that it needs to be done, you know, justice. And I feel like it wasn't. So,
no, I agree with you, man. I think the whole entire anime community agrees. Has moments, but definitely no justice then.
Sorry, I queued into this freaking match on accident. I was trying to do this puzzle, this SBC, and it fucking... But I took... Have you guys watched that show I mentioned on the group text?
Not yet. I was going to take
Have you
a
heard
look
about
at
it
later.
I've watched a few episodes. I haven't kept up with it, though, for like a couple weeks.
You weren't impressed? Because that's an isekai.
It's an isekai, yeah. But it's like another one of those kind of funny ones where the guy's like OP but with healing and
yes, that's correct.
You get, like redo of like, healer OP material
in there, and you get like other characters which kind of sub the fan service somewhat, but not really. It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not a bad show. It's not bad. It's interesting.
Yep.
You didn't hear what I said? I was like, oh, like redo of a healer OP? Like healing type magic? Redo of a healer?
Redo of healer?
The fuck? Oh, never mind. Don't even look at it.
I'm going to look at it.
No. Yeah, no.
Why? You didn't like it, BJ, or what?
It's not for the faint of heart, I would say. I mean, I haven't watched it, but I've heard, I've seen the memes about it.
Redo of healer? It's trash?
Redo of healer. Oh.
It's a culture. Very culture. Very culture.
I'll give it a watch.
So cultured, I don't know how it's considered anime and not.
Wolf Girl said something.
Yeah, no, it's dark. It's dark. I thought Berserk was dark. This is dark.
Is it? Oh, shit. No, I guess so, because one of the first things, and I came to Google it, how disturbing is redo of a healer?
Yeah, no. Yeah, don't watch that with your family. Don't do that.
Oh. There is violence in terms of torture and sword fight, but not too violent. All right.
I'll tell you guys offline, but yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Let's just say a lot about it. Berserk final episode vibes.
Oh, shit. All over, like...
Yeah, it's Goblin Slayer.
Oof.
Yeah.
Goblin Slayer.
But more, more consistent with that aspect.
Mm-hmm.
I was just reading the reviews right now.
What are you guys watching right now?
I've been watching slower things. A Sign of Affection, like, Apothecary Diaries. Apothecary Diaries is actually kind of interesting. It's more like this apothecary. I think it's like set in like rural. Well, not rural, but it's set in China, I think, because all the names sound Chinese. But it's about a girl who's like an apothecary, and she gets hired to work in the palace. But then she's like pretty smart, so she like investigates a bunch of like fuck shit that happens on in the palace. But yeah, that one's an interesting series.
That sounds familiar. I feel like I started watching it. It's a Chinese one?
I think so. All the names
did it just come out?
Pretty Chinese. It did. It came out this year.
Okay, I think
24 episodes actually. I think the finale comes out this weekend. Forgotten also had a finale that just aired, I think.
So
today.
I heard about that. People are sad about it.
Yeah, I've been watching. I watched half of Forgotten. I want to finish it because it's actually pretty good. It's slower, but
you liked it.
It's nice. Yeah, it's nice. Comedy's funny. Story's nice. The fight scenes, you know, they're short. It's kind of like Ranking of Kings, you know?
Oh, okay.
So.
People loved it from, like, what I was seeing on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
So, people are like, we hope another season, like a season two comes out.
I see. Yeah, what else have you been watching, Paul?
Man, I haven't really been watching much. Of anything, but let's see. Mm-hmm. Something new, I guess, Ishuran on Hulu. It's not bad. Hmm. Actually, just doing CGI some justice. And then just kind of, I just been watching Shogun on Hulu.
Oh, my mom's watching that, actually.
How do you like that?
I love it.
Fucking good. It's good?
It's good. Really fucking good. It's a really good drama, historical-based drama.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. I like historical dramas.
Respect. Oh.
Well, if you're into samurai and all that other shit, that's definitely solid
shit. Which
show.
I think most anime watch. I don't know. No, you would think a lot of otakus are into, though.
You would think so, right? But either way, it's still a good show. Those are just some incentives. Let's see. What about you, Irvin? Anything particularly?
Let me pull up my Crunchyroll.
I mean, anyway, anime-wise, I just rewatched Yu Yu and still seen some episodes from Terraformers.
So, obviously the wrong way to use healing magic. Oh, never mind. BJ, what was the name of the anime that you were watching? The Chinese one?
Apothecary Diaries.
Oh, never mind. I was going to start watching Heaven's Official Blessing. It's on Crunchyroll. It's a Chinese one. And I started season 2 of Fire Force.
Oh, there you go. Nice. You're in for a good journey.
I hope so. I know you guys told me there's like a reference.
Mm-hmm. That, I don't know. Yeah. If you haven't seen this other anime before it, I mean, the other anime came out like 10 years prior to it, but.
Okay.
It looks interesting.
Yeah, maybe.
Politics, a little supernatural. Seems like fan service for the ladies.
There's a
Heaven's Official Blessing. Just looking at that right now.
Yeah, yeah. I also was trying. I don't know if I told you guys. I was trying to watch what's the name of this? Trigun, the new Trigun.
Oh yeah, I watched one episode. Just part of the first episode. Didn't even finish it. It just didn't. It felt weird.
Yeah, for real. The animation is so different.
Yeah.
It just felt weird. The story is different too.
It is.
I don't know. I'm kind of, maybe just nostalgia, but I kind of prefer the old one. But again, that was just one episode, not even a full episode.
I would say I get it. I like the old aesthetic too more.
Yeah.
To be honest.
I just like how it looked. It was different.
Yeah, he looked badass in the old one. In the new one, he looks, I don't know.
A little soft.
Yeah, a little soft. A little.
He's soft but badass. It's weird. Make it make sense type of deal.
Yep.
You should hop on Blue Lock, Irvin, before season 2 comes out.
I'm going to, dude. That's coming one
up pretty soon, I think.
That's the one I want to.
I think it's only like 12 episodes,
was it?
Oh no, wait, it's 24 episodes. Whoops.
No fucking way. One season 24?
Yeah, first season's 24 episodes, but.
Wait, double check, because sometimes it says that, but it's just dubbed or subbed.
Oh, let me check. No, these are all unique title names for the episodes. Yeah. I'm surprised. Yeah, I didn't realize it was that good, but yeah, it has 120,000 reviews on Crunchyroll, 4.9. So,
solid. Dude, everyone,
solid show.
What was the other one, Paul?
From which one?
The other soccer show, the other soccer anime,
the Sora one, whatever the fuck his name, the one that you didn't like because it was a little.
That was. I didn't like it. It was just
wasn't as appealing. It definitely is not as appealing as Blue Lock. Definitely not.
It's just people kept telling me Blue Lock's the one. They were like, "Dude, Blue
Lock." Soccer wise, yeah, it's really really good and entertaining. Just captures soccer. I mean, they both capture soccer really well, but Blue Lock does it in an entertaining level with a bit of. I'm gonna have to go right now.
Well, shit, let's end it here. That way we could stay on, but we can end it here. And then that way, in case anyone has any, responsibilities.
Yeah, gotta go.
For sure.
All righty. Well, anyways, we will be back next week. Next week, it'll be actual solo leveling. So, yeah. Thank you, everyone. We'll catch you guys next week. Sorry, I got a fucking intense game right now. Okay,
yeah.
Bye.
You can add that to the past.